This is the most important election of our lifetime.
And it's time to make the right choice.
Tim Cook doesn't care about you.
Apple used to mean something. The company used to stand for greatness. And now what do they stand for?
Apple used to be great.
And we want to make them great again.
Join Genius in the fight for change. For a better world where your iPhone ships with the features it was promised.
Go to Genius2024.com to cast your vote today by buying one of our incredible products. But keep in mind, supply is limited and time is of the essence.
Let's make Apple great again together.
Vote for Genius.
Because a vote for Genius is a vote for all of us.
You know, the audience, they've been rough. They're in the comments saying we're complaining too much. Apple's fine. If they were fine, why do we look like this? We believe so much in this mission to make Apple great again that we're starting a movement. MAGA. Brand new MAGA movement. Never heard of before. New Genius merch drop. But this isn't just a merch drop. This is for a reason. This is to create change in the world. This is to better a company that you think is fine, apparently, but is really, really not fine. And we're going to make them great again. They were great. They're not now, but they will be again. Thanks to your support.
I mean, they are. They're mostly great now. There's just a couple of things that they could work on. But of course, we're going to take the extreme here. We're going to pick a side. Mm-hmm. And we're going to say it's time to make, okay, guys, this is huge. We've been working on this forever. This is actually, we started planning this, I think, around the time of the Apple Intelligence disappointment. Like, we were so hyped about it. And then they were like, actually, it's not coming for like months. And that's sort of what this was born out of, is we were just, basically the idea is, if you, instead of you giving your dollars to Apple, if you give your dollars to us, we will speak on behalf of the people for Apple.
Think about if Tim Cook sees everyone out with these hats on. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to say, no, we're going to keep it bad?
Yeah.
No, you're going to want to make it great again. And listen, even if you don't want to make Apple great again with a hat, how about this shirt? A vote for Genius is a vote for change.
Check out this. I bet they don't. They're like, but there's no back, is there? Bet there's no high quality screen print on the back, is
there? I bet there's not. There it. Oh, you got to center yourself. It's just Nias currently. There we go. Genius 24. Oh, it's phenomenal. Why? They don't have to look this good. That's the funniest part. Is like, they didn't have to be. We could have done what every other YouTuber does, which is have it like direct to garment. It basically, someone uses like an HP printer to print some stuff on a shirt. But no, Sam had these like custom made from beginning to end, made in the US, screen printed, very high quality print. It won't fade. It's lovely. And the hat, I mean, you can tell it's embroidered.
Yeah, high quality embroidery on the hat. Hat is embroidered in America. I'm not sure if it's manufactured here. I can't remember.
What's
but shirt. Shirt is, we're part of the MAGA movement, we'll just say whatever. Shirt is 100% made in US, 100% screen printed in US. It's a made in America product, so you can support your hardworking Americans. We worked super hard on this. Obviously, super excited for you guys to get this. Shipping's going to be a little bit delayed. It'll take like 3.5-4 weeks to get the orders out here, but I'm going to do everything in my power. Everything in my power. That means if I have to stay up packing these orders, because I will be packing them individually, I'm going to do everything I can to get you to these.
Oh, I'll come to you and just start packing and taping. If there's one thing I'm good at, it's packing and taping.
It's a little genius factory over here. Okay. Genius2024.com. Get your stuff. It's going to be limited. So probably like a few days it'll be there, and then it's going to be gone forever.
You might say, wow, it's so odd. It's like perfect timing for this time of year. There's a certain thing that happens every 4 years that this may be perfectly timed up with. And I've seen some people go, wow, are they just like supporting MAGA? Well, that's weird for you to say, because I've never heard of that. We made this up ourselves, completely original idea, and it has nothing to do with anything political that may or may not be happening currently. We don't support anybody but Apple.
Amen, brother. And I agree. I personally wouldn't even vote for MAGA, but I would vote for this. I would vote for making Apple great again.
Oh, I would vote for make Apple great again every day if I could. I'll start now.
Yeah. And I would vote for Genius 2024. You know, that this is the underdog candidate nobody is talking about in the polls. John and I are submitting ourselves on all 100 ballots for all 100 states in America.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great, great turnout. So geniuses go to the polls.
And you can start early. Votes begin now. The link is down in the description below. Each shirt counts as a vote. You don't have to work twice as hard. I'm sure this, if we sell enough shirts, the United States government will respect it. They'll be like, yeah they'll you're just the presidents say, now. Presidents.
Dude, that would be hype. Why don't we do that? I think a co-president would be so much cooler and so much, you would have like a little discussion.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, dude, it'd be wait. I mean, is that what a president and vice president is? Kind of.
Yeah, but the vice president's kind of like taking the orders, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
they don't have the same kind of power.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, we're hyped about this. And of course, there's a lot of Apple news to talk about. That
nope,
still has
I'm done now.
Up.
Nope, I'd rather not. I'm just here to promote the shirt in the hat and leave. Can't talk about Apple. I can't be angry anymore.
Can I lead with like maybe top five insane things that has ever happened for Apple since we've been doing this?
Yeah.
Have you seen that the M4 MacBook Pro is just out?
So this is real?
I believe that this is real.
Okay.
So, just to set the stage here, we're expecting an Apple event. We got some new products coming for October. Mm-hmm. And we know that like the top of the list, top ticket item is going to be new M4 Max. We know iMac, Mac Mini, M4 MacBook Pro. But here's the thing about the event, which I'm not sure if you were aware, is so it hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't even been announced.
No, it's not. Apple has not confirmed or denied whether there will be an event. Mm-hmm. So usually, not only do we not know much about the products because, you know, it's based off of leaks and rumors, but usually we won't see them until, you know, November 1st when they're said to be released because that's how Apple's supply chain works.
Yep.
What if I told you that there's just like hundreds of M4 MacBook Pros on sale already?
Hundreds?
And I can show you it right now. So this is the M4 MacBook Pro.
Is this video still up?
Let's see.
Like there's no way, right?
Yep. Yeah, no, what? It's still up. Let me show you guys this.
So for audio listeners, a Russian YouTuber somehow has the MacBook already and did like an unboxing on YouTube. The event has not even been announced. World premiere, my God. Is this the same guy that had that Russian leak like a couple years ago?
I would not doubt it. They also, fun fact, they'll do a drop test every year, and they do that many hours before the phone is publicly on sale anywhere in the world.
What?
So I think that these boys have a little guy in the supply chain somewhere that they'll, I mean, obviously, all of this, by the way, is 100% illegal. Like, having a product that Apple is not allowed, you can't.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if I uploaded this video?
Oh, you'd be cooked. It would be up for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And you'd be sued into oblivion.
I think in Russia, it's probably a little bit harder to, you know, try to like track down and take action.
It's so weird. Like, this is not just a leak. We're used to this in the community just having like pictures of something or information leak. This is just theft. Like, this is not something you can buy.
Yeah.
And he's just holding it.
I've been following this story because this is actually not the first that we've heard about this. Shrimp Apple Pro, who has been leaking. That's so funny. Shrimp, I'm so excited for Genmoji, by the way. Here's where this comes from. New 14-inch MacBook Pro on September 29th. We got sent packaging. Now, this is the leaks that we're used to seeing, right?
It's just,
okay, cool. It confirms it. Now, this is the type of leak where I don't think anybody gets hurt, right? It gives some hype for Apple. It, you know, gives the fans a little bit of a tease, and it doesn't seem to be stolen. It's just like somebody saying, look what I saw. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I saw something. I want you to see it too. And then we got more photos. And Shrimp said, apparently it is on sale in a private Facebook group.
Okay. So I'm not doubting the leak at all. I just would like to know the answer as to why the wallpaper is the same as last year's. Like the other side of the box says M4, right?
Yes. Here's why I think this is real.
Oh, I think it's real.
Remember when Apple released the new M3 MacBook Airs this year?
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, they did. Fun fact.
Okay sweet.
Just so you know, a few months ago, they did announce some new MacBook Airs. Look at the wallpapers for these.
Mm.
2 years in a row, they used the same marketing wallpaper for these laptops.
See, I was speculating that maybe like they put the laptop in an M3 box so it would be like it could trick the right people to get out the door somehow as just a current MacBook, but I guess not because it says... It is a new box. Like, it says M4 on the back.
This is my theory. I think this is real. I think they're going to ship the laptops with the same wallpaper. I think they're getting a little bit lazy there. Who would think it?
Apple getting lazy? What? If only there was a campaign against that.
Yeah, if only you could take action right now.
Right now.
Here's the thing. If Apple PR is watching this, I love y'all so much. And I think it would actually be really fun if we could do this podcast at Apple Park. And I think it would show, you know, a level of fun.
I mean, you film your videos at Apple Park. Like, don't you have an in?
Here's the thing. I'm just down the hall and they never let me into Tim's office. I'm always knocking on the door going, please let me in, let me in. Apple, I love y'all genuinely. You're my favorite company in the world still. You're going to see my iPhone SE 4 video that's coming out soon. Well, I guess that's a Leaks and Rumors video, so you probably wouldn't love that. But I'm very excited for that product, and I am mad hyped. And I do – well, we've got – it's not all MAGA in this episode, Make Apple Great Again. I've got some positive things I've experienced with my iPhone 16 we'll jump into.
Okay.
I don't know if John has, but – well.
Have you seen my notes?
Yeah, that's what I was sort of alluding to. It seems like you're having a rough time, buddy. Okay, so this is right? We've got these pictures. Then Shrimp follows up saying, the same seller says they have 200 units of this M4 MacBook Pro.
How? What is happening?
It seems – so Mark Gurman's also been hopping on this, providing some insight.
Oh, we got Gurmantis.
Yeah, this could potentially be one of the like biggest. Oh, sorry. Yeah. So then today, another. Wait, why does this guy vaguely look like me? Am I crazy? I feel like it vaguely. There's
is his username AppleTrack, just the Russian version.
Another. I don't know. It's also weird that it's weird that it's all Russian YouTubers, right?
Well, yeah, whoever has it must be in Russia, right?
Yeah, I assume so. Okay, they're blacking out the serial, same wallpaper, but completely different.
Smart
unit.
Blacking out the serial. That makes me feel like it, because then Apple could just brick it, right?
Yeah. Oh, this is interesting. Is that a little arrow on the?
Yeah.
Charger? See, that's new. I don't think that arrow was on the.
It's a dot.
Charger.
Right.
See, okay. Now I want to check. Let's look at the M3 MacBook Pro. Unboxing.
And the USB-C port is on the other side, isn't it? Like, isn't there something different with that?
Okay. Let's watch iJustine's. Oh no! Oh no! Oh, not political ads.
Who wants
There's
a
only
political
one political ad
in this climate.
Speaking of political ads, no, I'm just joking.
That would be 22. Silly, okay. If we did that.
Oh, they're putting two ads on YouTube. Also, I thought this account had premium. Does it not? Apparently not. Okay, let's see. I, Justine, had the M4 MacBook Pro last year. Let's see what it looked like. A little bit of a different design. Yeah, sorry. Let's see. What does her charger look like underneath? Wait, show us the charger. Oh, but this is the 16-inch version.
Correct.
Hold on. Research not done. Base M3 MacBook Pro. I want to see the base unboxing. Okay. I don't want to review. Okay, let's put unboxing. Is YouTube this bad to navigate? It should not be this hard to find this. Okay, here maybe. Oh, I love that. She's great. She's a. I didn't know she makes long form videos. She's a TikToker that I watch.
Oh wow,
she seems really cool. Okay, she's got the base. Let's go. Let's go. We're going to the charger. This looks different. Looks like there's a different charger this year potentially, and there's no pole, there's no green dot. So I think that's real. I think that's real because they changed the.
Oh yeah, I definitely think it's real.
Hmm.
I just want to know how. Like this is a so here's the thing, like people may not because this isn't vastly different, right? It doesn't look different. It even has the same wallpaper on the box. Like it's not an impressive upgrade. It's just kind of a spec bump. But like imagine iPhone 14 leaked this way. Like that clearly looked new, was clearly the new phone. Imagine just 200 units of iPhone 14 leaked. People had them in their hands, were buying them, were putting them in videos before the September event was even announced. That's the logistics of this happening are insane.
I don't know how they did it. And also, there's a part of me that I'm like, if you're going to do this, why would you do it for the M4 MacBook Pro? We already know. Why would you not do this for the iPhone? This would be way more exciting and fun if it was.
Well, like this seems like a specific thing that happened with this manufacturing line. Like I can't even fathom how I think these are real, right? But the only thing that is like hard to believe is the number of 200 units are just out from where.
I didn't nobody knew this.
Out from where? They would have had to somehow leave the factory that a lot of the times the employees are made to spend the night during during times like this, because they don't want people to leave. So not only did somebody leave, they left with 200 boxes of MacBook Pro, and they shipped it from China. Somehow it's in Russia, and now people are making videos about it. That's never happened. Ever. The craziest leak was iPhone 4, and that was just one prototype. This is 200 final units.
That's a really good point. Just like logistically, how did you
like if I'm Tim Cook, I don't even where do you start this investigation? What do you do? It's not somewhere where like in a spreadsheet you can see 200 are gone. What the hell?
Dude, this is wild. This is just absolutely wild. I don't know how this is possible. I don't think it's going to end well, probably.
Oh, no.
I think maybe it would end poorly.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll keep you updated on this situation.
Steve Jobs did a lot over one prototype that somebody had.
Yeah, dude, they got banned from Apple events for... And that wasn't even...
He got his door kicked in.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like, Tim, are you... Tim, I'm just saying, if Steve was there, people's asses would be getting handed to them. What are you going to do about it? You're just going to let them post videos of your brand new MacBook Pro? I hope not. And they're not even taken down yet. That's suspicious. That's the only thing that gives me like a 2% chance of this not being real. Because wouldn't Apple take it down?
I think they're probably trying. I don't know how it works in Russia. I know in America, it has happened before where people have gotten products and they have basically yeah, just like struck the videos down on YouTube.
But can't you just,
it is their,
like, I don't know Russian law, right? But couldn't they have the video removed here in the U.S. at least? Block it in the U.S.? Because even if I use certain songs, it's blocked in certain regions.
That's true.
I'm so confused.
I just made this. It's just the only thing I could think.
Oh, God. How?
He looks so happy, though. That's how I would leave with my M4 MacBook Pro. I think you could fit almost like 12 in there. Yeah, how many backpacks?
It couldn't have been one guy, right? Like, this was organized.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you did it, will you come on this show? We'll block your face. We'll hide your voice. We'll do some work. We just want to know how.
I feel like that would make us accomplices. I don't know if I want to get involved in this, John.
Just asking someone how they did something seems innocent enough.
We're just asking questions.
That's all. We're journalists.
And when you robbed the bank, which door did you use? Very interesting.
If I was also a bank robber.
I feel bad for Apple on this one. This is tough.
Yeah, that's a crazy big leak.
Let's do the math. So if 200 left and they're like, what? How much is a base MacBook Pro? Like $1,600?
You're the guy that would know.
That is true. Why don't I know the price of a base MacBook Pro? It's because I've never bought the base model. I'm just joking. That was too much. I didn't like that. I did used to buy the base model. It is $1,600. I was right. See, I haven't lost touch.
You know.
Right on.
How much is a gallon of milk?
So, bro, this is $319,000 of MacBooks stolen. That's like a lot of money. Bro, and I just realized, wait, because they're stolen, it's not Apple getting the money when they get sold. It's just this guy.
Yeah. And also, who in their right mind would purchase one? Like, if you're the guy that took them all, okay, you're already in it. You're already in the game, bro. But just a dude buying one of these? That's insane. Sam, if you could buy one, would you buy one? Tell the truth.
Okay. Here's the thing.
Oh, gremlin.
I don't think I'd make content about it because I know that I would get in trouble. This is always where people, the reason I want to go to Apple events and stuff, like, yeah, the content's cool. Don't get me wrong. It would be great to get millions of views and go hands-on early because it's
just amazing.
Like, however, people, I think, forget sometimes. And like, I think Apple forgets. Like, I am the number one Apple fan. You could move this YouTube job aside. I'm still lining up at the Apple store on day one to get the new iPhone. I'm still getting Vision Pro the second I can. I would fly to a factory in China to see one early.
Would you fly to Russia?
I've gone to Australia. What's next?
True. Well, there's some MacBooks in Russia if you're interested.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. And I would just love to see an unreleased Apple product. That's something I've never really gotten to like see or do. And yeah, it would be a fun activity as an Apple fan, like aside from the media part of everything. So yeah, I would.
Yeah, I would.
I wouldn't buy one, I should say, but I would like to see it. Like there's been
You good? Are you all right?
So there's a door in front of me to where I record.
Uh-huh.
And I just noticed the lock is like popped out. And I remember hearing voices in my apartment earlier. But I thought it was a dream until I just saw that.
You can't just say stuff like that casually. I remember hearing voices in my apartment earlier. That's an unhinged.
But you know how it's like a dream and you're like, oh, these people are in my apartment. It's just a dream.
Were there like people inspecting?
I don't know, but my lock's just not done and it's. I think somebody broke
cameras?
Into my apartment this morning. No.
Is anything taken?
Well, I do have cameras, but they're pointed toward me, not the door. I actually have two cameras pointed away from the
door.
Did
anyone drop off a MacBook by chance? Was it a reverse robbery?
Actually, nothing happened at all. We're going to move on to the next topic of this fine Apple podcast, which is this one's kind of a victory lap for me. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah. You're allowed. Go ahead. You earned it. This was a couple years in the making. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. A few years ago, I went on a crusade for this new product, this new feature for a product. It was called the iPhone 14, and the feature was satellite connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
There's a specific moment with multiple alibis and multiple sources at the scene where I was actually at Apple Park for this event. This was one of the rare times that they let me nearby, and I was very happy to be there, by the way, even if they put me in the like little gallery.
Oh, yeah, it was that year, huh? The
but it was a good time, and I'm very grateful to be there. And while I was there, I was turning next to one of my friends I had made to the right, and I was like, yo, is it going to be satellite? Yo, is it going to be satellite? And I remember there were like traditional media people behind me because, you know, traditional media people bring like, you know, a team of people to the Apple event. So like they could only have a few people in the Steve Jobs Theater and everybody else had to go into this hilltop TV screen viewing area. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I'm so excited. And I remember like they were tapping me. They're like, what are you so excited about? What are we missing? And I'm like, satellite connectivity, it's on the iPhone. The iPhone has never been able to directly interface with a satellite before. This is going to be game-changing. And they were like, okay. And then the feature came. I tested it. I worked with a local police department in 2022. It worked. It's crazy. Fascinating product. And I've maintained this feature. This is what people don't understand, bro. The satellite, when it came out, was just the first step. And we've already seen Apple expand it over time. It started as emergency services only.
Yeah.
Okay. You're stranded somewhere, no cell service. You ping a satellite, you can send text messages. It takes a while. Okay. Then they added some roadside assistance stuff via satellite. In iOS 18, this is the big one. This is where we're starting to see the full picture start to develop. Mm-hmm. They added the ability to send text messages to anyone over satellite, including iMessages, I believe.
Mm.
If you don't have cell service. So even if it's not an emergency, I could still text John and say, I love you, BB, miss you, over iPhone satellite.
Have you ever used a satellite thing yet?
I don't really travel outside of human existence that often. I'm not like a big camper or anything.
Well, if it ever pops up, remember your boy. Waste your message on me.
Okay, I will. The whole time I've been, you know, to me, that just the vision's so clear, right? Apple is ultimately going to create an iPhone satellite network where you can make calls, send texts, and eventually the big one, the golden circuit for Apple, is going to be data. Mm-hmm. When you can get data off of satellites and when you might be able to start sidestepping your carrier and paying Apple so much for your iPhone. I mean, come on. It's so obvious. It's a vertical integration. Apple's trying to do this. Yes, they're starting with the safety features because that's the easiest and slowest way to like roll it out. But this is Apple. We know they like to stack everything. They want to own everything in-house. They've never owned the cell networks. And I think Apple sees the satellite connectivity as a step there. Now, I'm not saying that this full integration is going to happen overnight. It's been 2 years and we just are starting to see some more features roll out. However, I maintain that this was going to be really important in life-saving. And guess what? You start to think about some scenarios where maybe, even if you live in a densely populated area, what if an earthquake happens?
What if?
What if there's a natural disaster? What if there's a horrific hurricane that causes millions of people to evacuate their homes?
Mm. What if?
And that's exactly what happened. Matt Von Swole over on Twitter, X, said, I've never been more thankful to be an iPhone user. Due to the lack of cell service, everyone in Asheville, North Carolina right now on iOS 18 has been able to get messages out and in with the satellite messaging feature. This is literally saving lives, Apple. And you can see it's got this incredible animation with the dynamic island for connecting two satellites. Takes just a second. And you could see right there, like it's giving directions of like, get a clear view of the sky. This is how you do it. It can take a couple minutes to connect.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's 8. Crazy.
8.9 million views on this single tweet.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Millions of people with iOS 18 able to contact their loved ones in a way that they weren't usually able to.
And that's now, like, I mean, I'm sure we can both understand, right? It's like that concept is not hard to grasp, but like a few months ago when that tornado happened and I couldn't get a hold of anybody, like even Brian, who was a little bit down the road, like that's kind of crazy because everything goes up in the air. Cellular connection doesn't work anymore. And you don't realize how alone you are in situations like that until you lose connection with the outside world. And it can get real hairy real fast. This is something that is game-changing for just for safety reasons, but also, I mean, Sam's not wrong. This is gonna this is where we're heading, like, in total.
It's and it's phenomenal. Like, the... As much as Apple frustrates us and causes us to make merch like this, there's also things that they're doing that are just light years ahead of everybody else that is genuinely incredible, and they deserve all the props in the world. And they thought of this way before I did or anybody else. And the fact – here's the other part is, like, they've been doing this on the phones for 2 years. This has been if you have an iPhone 14 base model, you're getting satellite. And another interesting part of this strategy is that right now, even for the iPhone 14, I believe for one more year until September of 2025, the features are free. So they extend – at first it was 2 years. So it technically iPhone 14 users should have had to start paying this year. But then they released a press release kind of into the cycle. They said, we're going to extend it for yet another year. All iPhone 15s, I believe, have 2 years free of the emergency satellite connectivity. But they have not talked about pricing. They have not really dived into those details. I think the reason is we are seeing they want to build up this cache of features, right? Is anybody going to pay $10 a month for only emergency services? Maybe a few people, but not that many. Now if it's, hey, you can send text messages, and then, you know, the next step, you can receive small bits of data. You can check the internet. Maybe you can briefly make a phone call to a loved one. All of a sudden, $10 a month, Apple services revenue starts to climb a little bit with all these existing base of iPhone users.
And no matter which iPhone you buy at a certain point, too, it's like, I mean, it's kind of how they are trying to make sure even the iPhone SE coming up has Apple Intelligence for whatever that's worth. this is one step closer to, like, the story that I told on the very beginnings of Genius Bar, how when the iPhone first came out, one of my friends convinced me that the iPhone had its own satellite that followed it around and just always had service, and I fell for it. Thank you, Ryan. You're great. Thanks for that. It didn't take me way too long to figure out that wasn't true or anything.
Yeah, not at all.
Well, okay, so I have some things to say about Apple Intelligence because I found something out. I would like to just bring it up and see how it goes. But first, I hear we have our first sponsor of the day.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see you right in a second. Oh, man, every merch drop from Genius has been great. The softest blanket known to man, the Genius cloth. The best towel known to man. The best bomber jacket known to man. But you know what they haven't done? They haven't given us the basics, right? A t-shirt and a hat, because it's hard to get the quality of those things on point, especially when one of the hosts of a certain show is so strict about fashion and quality of products. Then what if there was a product finally with the quality that was shippable from Sam Cole himself? And what if it was a movement to make your favorite tech company great again?
Then we would tell you to go to genius2024.com to get the world's best merchandise. There's not another podcast in the world that maybe Linus gets close because, you know, he has like a team of 50 people, but we are fully independent. I spent months sourcing these things. Like, you might think he just went out. He said, oh, give me the easiest hat, cheapest t-shirt, maximum profit. No, I don't even know if we're making that much money on this stuff because we're doing a real Made in America printer.
Oh, but it looks cool.
Made in America shirt. It does look great. But I'm going to be honest, usually I will try to run the numbers a little bit. I mean, I think we'll probably be in the green, but that's not what matters here. That's not what we do this.
Those are good odds to me. I like how that sounds.
Yeah. All right. Apple didn't make the iPhone to make money. Well, I mean, maybe they did, but
a little bit.
You just made a great phone. Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, when's the last time you saw me in a t-shirt? I don't think anything speaks to the quality of this t-shirt more than that. Thank you for listening. A vote for Genius.
Genius2024.com. We love you.
Is a vote for change. Sam, I need you to do a Google. Okay. Tiny Google. Because you. Right before this show,
Google.com going.
I was doing business in the bathroom, as you would. And I was browsing, as you would. And I stumbled upon something right before we recorded that really, it felt like someone put me upside down, opened the top of a lava lamp that was on for a half hour already, and dumped it down my anus. I saw a 95 Mac article that was about how a certain analyst said that the serious Apple intelligence features will not be out until 2026 or 2027.
I'm Googling.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I did not see this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Serious Apple intelligence performance won't arrive. Oh, it says performance.
Okay. What does that mean?
Let's read. Let's read our favorite news website, 9to5 MOOC. It's no secret that it's a gradual rollout. There's been talk of the super cycle.
Yeah, that's not happening.
But now people are skeptical. Obviously, he thinks it's going to be unlikely to be met. He does see Apple as having a key advantage in AI, though, but thinks it'll be 2 to 3 years. We like Apple intelligence long-term, as Apple is the only hardware-software integrated player that can leverage proprietary data to offer low-cost personalized AI services. However, smartphone hardware needs rework before being capable of serious AI, likely by 2026 to 2027. He does expect the iPhone Air to drive sales, but basically that is kind of saying nothing. He's basically just saying one day, dude, I want to be an analyst. These people get paid so much money. We did more analysis with the satellite feature than I've ever seen from any Apple analyst in history. And we just gave it away for free. We gave it away with a merch drop.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah. Okay. Well, okay, sure, fine. The part that, like, did anyone seriously think there was a super cycle coming for this year? Because I saw that too before the iPhone 16 was announced. How on earth? What do you think was going to happen? It can't be a super cycle if the features advertised didn't come with the phone.
Well, I think initially we thought they were going to come with the phone. There was a little part of me that believed it for a second because I thought it was going to be a big deal. But yeah, now the features just still aren't here. We do know when they're launching, though. Did you see that?
No.
You ready for it?
October, like the end of October, was that it?
Yeah, it was October 28th, the features.
You fuckers.
Hey, they're hitting October. They said coming next month.
What did they do this with before?
Like a lot of things.
They waited to the absolute last day of the month.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was, but this is... they said October... The fact that it's October 28th and they're just now, that's just now coming out, that must mean they had actually no clue. They said October, just hoping for October, barely made it.
Yeah. Yeah. A new beta came out today, though. Give it up for that.
Incredible. Incredible. Can I tell you about how terrible iOS 18 is?
Sure.
Can this be a weekly segment?
I feel like, I'm okay. Here's where I'm at. I'm in this for the meme mostly. Well, not there's a little bit that's serious, but I feel like you're actually having a rough time.
I believe it. I'm trying to make Apple great again. It's not just a merch drop, it's a way of life.
I'm like light MAGA and you're a dark MAGA.
I am dark MAGA. I see a lot of people, like, when I talk about it, either in the Genius Bar comments or in my own videos, where people are like, I don't have any problems with iOS 18. It's fine. It's the best. I don't know how, like, you know, to some extent, I can say, you know what? Just how I make fun of people for caring so much about 120 hertz and saying the regular person doesn't care or can't see that. Yeah. I'm trying to say to myself, you know what? Maybe they just don't see it, and that's fine that they don't see it. Maybe you should just be happy that people don't see the bugs and that they have a better experience than you. Maybe you're just weird that you see this stuff. But then it just reminds me constantly that it actually is terrible. Yesterday, Sam and I were talking about a certain merch drop. I was driving, had CarPlay. I get done. I go into the store. I'm way at the other end of the store. I have been out of the vehicle for a while. And then my phone starts talking. So I take it out of my pocket. And Siri is announcing Sam's messages to me. He sent like 3 or 4. But she's only reading the first one over and over and over. And no matter what button I press,
no,
I close
no,
the
app. No.
I swear on my dead mother. It kept repeating your message over and over again. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Small bug. Close the messages app. Because why would she keep announcing messages if it was closed? I read the message. Not only did I read it, Siri read it to me. And it kept going. It kept repeating. I just put it in my pocket. And then like 30 seconds later, it's doing it again. So I did that about 8 times before I realized that the screen is just actually not turning off. And so I hit the power button. Screen won't go off. And it's still just announcing your messages over and over again. And it's not like stuck in CarPlay or anything because I thought that, but it's just my normal home screen. Everything looks normal, but I can't turn it off. And so I hold the power button to like get the thing where I can slide off that doesn't work. And it's just, I'm in public and it is constantly announcing my message from you.
What?
Over and over again. And I can't turn my phone off. So I had to hard reset, do the volume up and down, hold the power button, let it turn off, and then come back on, and then it was fine. But what was that? How? I was in public, and suddenly my phone just doesn't work? Huh? It was in my pocket. I wasn't even doing something when I discovered it wasn't working. It was just reading to me in my pocket, over and over.
I'm trying to think of an excuse for Apple.
There isn't. You can get Andrew Edwards on this fucking show, and he couldn't make up an excuse. It's so bad.
That's bad. That's bad.
I'm still going to buy it. I like buying it and feeling bad about myself. I like buying it and coming onto my Apple podcast to complain about it. That's the best part. But it's shit.
The white's kind of growing on me.
Is it? You tried to get me in trouble. Last episode.
What?
You did?
What did I do?
First 14 seconds of the show, you tried to bury my career so fast.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, I didn't forget.
The best color for the 16 Pro.
Uh-huh.
The best color for the 16 Pro. Everybody knows
And
that.
I panicked. Okay? You set me up for something terrible. I panicked on the spot, and my response was I like men of color. So then people are like, wow, John came out on Genius Bar. That whole situation went completely awry, and it's thanks to you.
You're welcome, buddy. Also, I just want people to know, if you've ever listened to this show, you know that I'm only voting for this MAGA and not the other MAGA.
Yeah, I saw a couple comments. Come on, guys. Come on.
Have you ever heard me talk about anything? Come
have
on,
you ever
guys.
Heard the term lefty bobefty thrown me. Around about Sam on this show?
Yeah, I'm literally called the lefty bobefty, bro. You don't have anything to worry about, all right? I'm safe. I'm going out to vote.
This has nothing to do with a political candidate. This is a political movement that we created originally ourselves. Any other MAGA out there is the fake one, okay?
Yeah.
There's one real MAGA. Can we get sued? No, right?
You know, I was thinking about that, but I guess we'll find out.
I mean, that's a cool story too.
Exactly, right? We got sued by Donald Trump. That would be sick.
Who's that?
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
Never heard of that guy.
Sounds like he's infringing on my copyright.
Also, someone leaked. Someone leaked to him because I don't want to imply anything, but I will say this. There was no such thing of dark MAGA until we had these made.
The timing is insane.
We even said it won't be confused for the other MAGA because our hats are dark. So Sam's AirPods keep disconnecting, which reminds me, I sent you a package.
Yes, actually, I think you're a boomer now because you actually sent me doubles. You sent me two separate packages of these.
You're welcome. I just wanted to make sure you didn't run out is all. I don't remember sending two, but yep, you're welcome. How did that happen?
I don't know.
Is it a pack of just, two? Oh. Now I must check my Amazon.
Yeah, I think you did, but let's try it out. Although it'll probably cause the audio to stop again.
You're killing me.
Okay, so this is we're trying to figure out for everybody wondering. This is a new segment called Does It. Oh, your phone looks so good. I forget how good it looks every time.
It's great. It's amazing. Hang on, sorry, I can't hear you over the greatness.
Oh, it's so good.
Too bad the software doesn't fucking work.
It's not fair. Okay.
So I only bought one. You got sent two on accident, it seems. Oh, nope. I bought two. Whoopsies. You're welcome.
Let me return one because I don't want you to waste your money.
What, dude? It's like $7. They probably won't even take it back.
That's the thing is you just say, I want to return it. And Amazon's like, I keep it. It's not worth it. Okay. Here we go. So we're going to see. Okay. Let's illustrate the problem for people that may not be keeping up with the situation. New AirPods Max are great. USB-C, love it. Sorry. No. New AirPods Max, terrible because they didn't change anything. But USB-C, so the problem is I'm doing this call over Bluetooth now, so there's a little bit of lag. Sometimes I would just like to be locked in, you know, a cable from the headphones to my computer. And Apple previously had made a special accessory. It was actually – I still have accessory. It plugged into the Rodecaster. Look at this.
Amazing.
It's the worst product they've ever made. It's a little cable.
Oh, it's very bad.
Lightning port and a 3.5-millimeter jack thing. And it was terrible. I hate it. I hated this thing. I'm so happy you're gone. Goodbye. Now we have – Apple, have you ever heard of this? High-quality digital cable? New?
On the last episode, live on the show, I decided, well, if Apple's not going to make it, somebody has to have made it. So we found one. No guarantee that it will work at all, but we're going to find out.
I have no idea. Okay.
The sacrifices we make for our audience are immense.
This seems way too long of a part. Why is it so long?
Don't know.
It's longer than me. Okay. All right. Plugged in. To the Rodecaster. Okay. We on this. Is this where the port? Where is the port? Here's the port. Okay. We're going in. Okay. We're in. Can you talk or something?
Hello? Hello? Mic test.
I don't think it's working, buddy. I think it's over Bluetooth still.
That's cool. That's really nice.
Yeah, I can't hear anything.
Well, you have two of them.
But they're useless.
Nah.
Wait, so how did Apple actually release these without a proper accessory to?
Not with a proper accessory, without the capability at all. They just said, fuck you.
They
took a feature away and still charge the same price. That's why they must be made great again. This is bullshit.
Ben, yes. That's a tough one. I'll keep it a hundo with you. It's a tough one.
You said that you were just doing it for the meme.
Yeah. Well, now
but
the
real political
reality.
Movements are created on memes, Sam.
I know.
They're created
I know,
with love. And we love Apple. We would just like them to be great again. And we would like to make them that way.
Speaking of things that are going to be great, do you want to talk about the full list of new products coming soon?
MacBook?
Because I think there might be... I think I've got something to cheer you up, buddy.
Is it a small something?
It's a real small little guy.
Okay. Does it rhyme with iPad?
Here we go.
I'm so
first
hurt.
New product.
MacBook Pro, we know that. It's already out. There's 200 out.
It's already out. You go to Russia. They're available now.
You may get one.
Now, this one's exciting. What if redesigned Mac Mini.
I'm not saying this is happening. I'm just throwing ideas out there. I'm the idea man. I throw out ideas. Sam does them. He's the artist. I don't do anything. Sam.
Okay.
What if... the merch hasn't shipped yet. What if we stumbled upon one of the MacBooks that are unreleased and one person gets it as a surprise in their package?
That would be like multiple layers of illegal, I think.
Oh, we wouldn't know. It would just happen to somebody.
It's just you would just like you get two cables, you get a free MacBook that's not released.
See, it's very easy. Yes, lovely.
Okay, we got a new Mac Mini redesign. I'm actually really excited for this. It's going to have five USB-Cs, two
on the
front.
Wait, we're not getting a new Mac Studio, Sam?
No, not at this event. No, not until next year. Wait, what did you say? Where did you get that idea from, pal?
Myself. I made it up. And for like 2 months, I've been ready for the new Mac Studio to come out this month.
No, it's coming out like mid-next year, German said. I have good news, though. I have good news.
What could it possibly be?
Based off of the leaks for the M4 in the MacBook, it seems, and this is going to put me in a real pickle. I'll say that, a real pickle I'm going to be in, John.
In real pickles. Pickle, what?
It seems, because remember the Mac Studio and Mac Pro are on the M2 generation still, so we've got the M2 Ultra inside.
Okay.
It seems, and this is exclusive info, according to Luke Miani's calculations.
Oh boy.
We know he knows a thing or two about Macs.
Never been wrong.
That apparently the M4 Max chip is going to be faster than the M2 Ultra.
Why do I even try?
So, I might be switching to the M4. Because, I have to have whatever the fastest possible is. So, I might be switching to an M4 MacBook, potentially.
Oh, shit. They might have got me. I fought off MacBook Pro for so many years. But historically I'm always like, we're YouTubers, we don't need that power. But recently I've been dabbling into businesses I have no business being in. Like, we did the September Apple event early video, and I really liked it. Then we did the iPhone 16 video, and I was like, wow, we should really step the next one up. It should be double as good as the last one. So then started us down a path of like actual CGI.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I have gone too far. There's no guarantee that this will be able to be pulled off. But if it is able to be pulled off, I bet it can be pulled off faster and better with a faster, better M4 Pro Max chip. Max Pro. What is it called?
I don't know.
You don't know? You're the guy.
I bet it could be. I bet it could be. Could be
and
worth
a new
your
iMac.
Got a new iMac coming. This is just base M4. And then, John, are you ready for this next one?
I'm ready.
The iPad Mini's coming at this event, actually.
Let's fucking go. That's funny because German made me think it was coming last month. So
shocker,
funny.
It wasn't.
I
shocker,
have been excited for the same product for 2 months straight. That's great. That's amazing. I love that. I'm going to buy the fuck out of that.
I have an insane confession.
We're listening.
I've been thinking about buying this new iPad Mini. And you want to know why?
Yeah, actually, I do.
I'm like, I kind of wish that there was this little guy I could use when recording videos. And maybe I would like to get the iPad Mini now.
To use while you're recording videos?
Like as a little notes guy. Because I use the iPhone.
That's what the best iPad would be relegated to? Just notes?
Yeah, just a little bit of work.
That's the opposite of what it's good at. It's good at escaping from the reality of your life.
Oh my God.
And being just entertained. And welcomed by a product. You know what I never have issues with? iPad OS on iPad Mini.
That there's no way.
You know
there's
what has
no
never
that's the worst iPad.
Do you know what has never constantly reread my own messages to me announcing it over and over again? My iPad Mini. You know what has never had its screen just stuck on? My iPad Mini. Battery lasts for many days. I use it every day, every night. I go to sleep with iPad Mini. I wake up with iPad Mini. It is the most, they say the iPhone is your most personal Apple product, but I don't think so.
No, Tim doesn't say that. Tim says the Apple Watch and then Vision Pro is the most personal Apple product. Did you see this, by the way? I saw something from our boy Andrew Edwards that there's a new Apple thing happening.
Huh?
There's a new thing. Something big happening for Apple. He flew out to LA for this big thing.
Oh. It is cool.
Do you know what?
Has he said it? What has he said what it is? Because I don't want to say if he hasn't said it.
I'm pretty sure I saw it somewhere. I think.
I'm going to say it anyway. And if we're not supposed to say it, we'll cut it out. You boys saw a short film in Apple Immersive. And he said it was really cool.
He did. Here we go. Look. Apple. Apparently there's like a new submarine Apple Vision Pro movie. And
it's 17 minutes long. They flew this man out many miles. So they could put on him an 18-pound Vision Pro, have him watch a 17-minute short film, and then send him home.
So I keep having the idea. I really want to watch Inside Out and, you know, that, like, okay. animated little yeah. Disney movie. Because I've heard it's about emotions, and I have anxiety, and I struggle
yeah, dude,
with emotions.
It'll fuck you up.
Okay. Because people said that Soul would do that, and I didn't really experience that, actually.
Really? Wow, okay. Yeah,
I forget you have no feelings. Yeah. So, basically, been wanting to watch this, and I keep having this idea of, like, oh, I should watch it on, like, the Vision Pro. And then I just wear it for 5 minutes, and I'm in pain. And I want to... You know what? I've been thinking a thought lately.
Go on.
That I want to circle back on. That looking back is ridiculous.
Okay.
Do you remember when I was going through, and I don't know if you did this to me. I feel like it was more other people in the community rather than you. So I'll let you off the hook for this one, bud. But
thank you for your
just
generosity.
Know that you're somewhere you're in this mess too. Okay?
Oh, I believe it. Go ahead.
I remember when I kept, this is, take yourself back to February, March of this year, where I said Vision Pro is really uncomfortable. That's bad. That's a problem with the product. And all these people kept telling me, just got to get a different headband or go on Amazon and buy this third party one, or no, this perfect one from this random developer finally launched on Alibaba. It'll make it good. Okay. Here's the deal. If you have to go out and buy a separate product for the product you already bought, maybe it's just a bad product.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, that's why I said you're not really in this, because I think you're level-headed here. But there was a lot of people telling me, like, I'm the problem using the Vision Pro. Oh, it's because my head is weird. No, it's just a bad product. And if this much in, I spent $4,000 with tax on this Vision Pro. And I still don't even feel comfortable using it. Bro, Apple, come on. What are you guys doing? Why'd you make it out of aluminum and glass, gang? That's silly. You guys are silly people. We make cars out of aluminum and glass because that's safer and better for people and doesn't kill you and it's lightweight. We shouldn't make things that we put on our head. They don't make helmets out of aluminum and glass when you ride your bike. They make it out of a polycarbonate fiber because it's light and it protects you. If Apple made a helmet, you might look great going down, but your brain's probably going to be impaired.
Oh, no, if they shipped you a helmet, you wouldn't get the protective feature till 8 months later, so you fucking die.
Like, do not use the helmet in serious scenarios for months. So, I want to use Vision Pro. I want to like this thing.
They don't care.
But
they have...
The fact that there's no other bands out yet, or that they haven't released anything else to make it more comfortable, is crazy to me.
no. It's like they were like, oh yeah, this definitely it. Tim Cook went all in on that, completely ignored AI, because we got a while before that is a thing. Goes all in on Vision Pro. It doesn't sell well, so then they stop putting the effort in there, and they're just kind of letting it die. And then AI becomes a thing. They get surprised. Oh, what? And then they start announcing AI features that aren't ready until 2035. But they're going to say it now and ruin our lives. And they put all the effort into the wrong areas. And I'm totally cool if you guys are like, nah, AI, we're going to wait a second on. We're going to put our effort into this. This is what we believe in. Because what do we know? We're just fucking dudes. But to do that, have us buy the thing, take a chance on it, and then also kind of like just not care about it is crazy.
Yeah, they're being a little silly goober.
But yay, new environments and stuff.
Are there new environments?
No, but that's like the only significant thing that we got. Vision OS 2.0, it was part of the event. We unlocked the thing.
Yeah, they had promised in the first. That is crazy. I put it on the other day because, again, I still try to use it sometimes. By sometimes, I mean like maybe twice a month now. And I will bring it on the plane with me when I go home in like 2 weeks probably. But when I went in, I was actually in the Bora Bora environment. I was like, I want to be on the beach. Let's go get away.
Bora Bora beach, yeah.
Chill out. And, you know, it was beautiful. And all I could say was, man, I wish I had more of these. Or I wish that, why aren't there Apple Park environments? Why didn't they set up these cameras around Apple Park?
Oh, that'd be so cool. It would also make my life really easy right now.
That's what I'm saying. So it's just like, there's just so many opportunities that it feels like I really wish Apple, it seems like they're not really consulting outside creative people that much for any of these decisions. And I wish that we could just be a part of these decisions, because I think we could really help Apple market things that are even bad in a more effective way.
We've taken matters into our own heads.
Yeah. I think we could be valuable. I think we should be high. I think we should work for Apple. I think we'd be valuable employees. I think if we show up to Apple Park like this, that I think that would go over really well.
We'd be the worst, because they'd be like talking about something in a meeting and we don't have the social skills, and we'd go, guys, that's really stupid. Don't do that.
Yeah. I forget, because the corporate world is very like, thank you, Jenny. Really appreciate that feedback. Now, John and I were coming from more of a maybe a different viewpoint for this project. And our perspective was maybe a little bit to the left, but still connected very much to your idea. Instead of John and I would just be like, hey, that's terrible. Don't do that.
That's so bad.
Jenny, that's a bad idea.
We're gonna announce Apple Intelligence, but then put it out 7 months later. We would have lost our fucking minds.
Yeah. They really have slow played this, and I am excited. I will say this. Can I say something?
Oh yeah.
All right. Yesterday, mm-hmm. I was selling my old pair of AirPods Max, the green ones, the iconic ones you guys have seen many times, and I needed to reset them. Now, I know most reset processes, it's like hold, you know, the button, but I couldn't remember on these if it was press and hold on just the top button or press and hold on the crown and the top button. I couldn't remember if that was how you reset them. So you're right, but what is one of the features of Apple Intelligence? They have Apple product knowledge. And I will say, bro, it was pretty cool. I picked up my Beta 16 Pro. I said, how do I reset AirPods Max? And it literally gave me an exact pop-up. It said, press and hold the top buttons both at the same time for 15 seconds. You're going to see a red blink first, and then when it goes to white, you're done. That was legitimately cool. The fact
I like
that rather
than
having to Google,
but that should just be a Siri feature.
But it is. I mean, like, that's going to be out in October. You'll have all this Apple product knowledge. And I know that that's a small part, but that is something that, like, it's legitimately cool. And for everyday people, pretty dope. Like, if my mom's like, how do I reset my AirPods? Being able to just ask Siri, and Siri's legitimately like,
it'll save me many text messages.
It's cool. It's cool. And I want to give them props for that feature. That is nice. And that is going to be there on day one on October 28th.
Yeah. But that's that. Wow. You can get a fucking how-to manual on October 28th. Whoa. Crazy. That's fucking stupid. That's what I would say.
Should we put this cable up in the store in case anybody wants it?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, anybody. You want the cable that doesn't work for anything? Go ahead. We got two of them.
Actually, you know what? We'll just throw this in somebody's bag. That's what we'll do. I'm going to throw this in somebody's bag. You'll get a free useless cable.
You're just giving them electronic waste as a gift.
Actually, wait. We've got two. I'll throw two of these in one of y'all's orders if you buy. Little note. I think you can write notes. If somebody really wants this, say in the note that you really want the little cable and you can have it.
Is there anything else to talk about, first of all?
No. I'm just waiting on Apple event invites. Got a banger video coming out. John is working on a legit fucking craziest video he's ever done.
I don't want to hype this one up because I don't know if it's ever going to see the light of day. It's so hard, Sam. Listen, I have been up more than I can chew.
I was going to say, I feel like this is like a – personally, I feel like this is something that like you and I should be collaborating on. Like I feel like it's just too much for one man. But
I
also have faith.
I yearn for the days of our creative power, like a very clear project that we both worked on, you know, had both, it was creative input from both, but a big thing, not a normal YouTube collab video, like something that we really care about and give it our all, you know, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I just wanted to say, I know that we're obligated to say things like this, but I honestly mean it. Sam, this is your best work yet in terms of merch drop. It is the greatest. I was storing stuff away, and I noticed how protected I kept our Genius air fresheners.
Oh, yeah.
They're
SatelliteFresh.com.
Yeah, they're unopened.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I just feel like that's so – they're way cooler unopened. Like that is a piece of Genius Bar history. And that it reminded me because you said you were selling your AirPods Max, and that just makes me so sad because that's like a staple of the podcast. That's like a prop from the show. And you just sold it.
Oh, that was there since day one.
That's what I'm saying. And you just fucking gone. We could have had that on a shelf. You know what I mean? And now he's gone.
With the dented up useless top mesh that I really hope they fixed, but they definitely didn't.
Yeah, third party pad thing, maxi pad for the top of it.
I am really proud of this drop. It's BS. It sounds like BS that we're doing the ads, but I did pick this up today and like even just wearing it, I'm like, this is a really comfy shirt and I'm really happy I found it. And I found a good printing partner for these. I found somebody local in LA and they've been pretty good. So there's more to come. Let me just say that I think there might be one other we might be bringing something back for the first time ever in Genius Bar history.
I like bringing after things this. Back.
Because, you know, new and improved print. I don't want to get too much into
things
it.
Things have
but
improved.
There's always, things technology have always been improving. And anyway, I love you guys. If you buy it, if you don't buy it, I still love you the same.
No, obviously. You have to buy it. I love you a little bit less if you don't. I love you more if you do buy it. No, I love you. I love you like I love everything and everybody that watches the show. If you buy it, though, it comes with a little extra love from me, I think. Just a little bit. Not a lot of it. Just a little
and bit. And unlike other YouTubers like Mr. Beast and KSI and Logan Paul that are selling Lunchables to kids that are unhealthy, we're selling you an actually good product that we stand by.
And it's healthy. It covers up your bits.
There we go.
You can't go outside with your bits out.
Yeah, your bits. People have bits on the top.
Yeah, you got bits, and we want to cover up your bits. I will say, after I took this out of the package, because I got a package from Genius today, after I took this out of the package and stuff, we had to write, and so Brian had arrived, and it was on a table, sitting there, laying perfectly, because I didn't want it to be wrinkled before the show, and he walked up and he was like, oh, this is real, because obviously I told him about it. But he was like not YouTuber merch. Like he was blown away by the actual quality. So all points to Sam for that. Because I don't want to ship YouTuber merch. This is much better. And it'll last more than one wash. It'll be great.
And John and I actually collaborated. This logo is it's a joint venture. I did the base, and then John put some special sauce on there to make it even better. And
that's too much credit for what I did, but sure.
No, it made it great. And just a fun little drop in the political season. Very fun. By the way, joking aside, go out and vote. Go out and vote if you live in America. There is an election coming up. Register for your early deadlines. Voting is important.
Yeah, don't give a fuck who you vote for. Just vote. Do that part.
Yeah. Hey, here's what I say. Even though I would find it hard and confusing if you like unironically supported one of the candidates, that is your right. And you should do it. Like, if that's genuinely in your heart who you believe will be better for the country, that is your right as an American. And you deserve to do that. And I don't want to take, even though I might disagree with you, I'm excited for this election. I feel hope for the first time in years. I'm like excited.
That's a way to feel. I'm just excited for this season finale of America to be done, dude. It's just insane.
It's been a lot.
It's been a lot. So much.
We've got new players coming into the ring. I mean, who knows?
Never in my life did I think I'd be in the position where I miss George Bush. But things were simpler
then,
you know.
That's a hot take.
You know, things were simpler.
Obama.
Obama, like, don't even get me fucking started. Don't even get me started. Yeah.
That was just peak American politics, I feel like. Those drone strikes went crazy.
Like, looking back, we had no idea how good we had it.
I couldn't even vote then. I was too young. My first election was 2016.
That's cool.
And that was cool.
No, I voted in 2012 for whatever it was.
I was too young.
It's like, regardless of who's running for president, right? This isn't a political show, but here we are. Regardless of who's running for president, the absolute chaos that has been around this season on both sides, like, there's just been chaos everywhere. If you're not getting shot, you're getting pushed out of office with a coup. It's like a whole thing, and then replaced with another candidate. It's crazy. This is the craziest election in, it's got to be so long. And I want political stuff to go back to really boring. Just wear your red or blue tie, you know. Don't get hit in the head with anything. Don't kick out an old guy from the office. Just, you know, everyone, I just want to vote and the best person win. That's all. The rest of the chaos is too much for my little pea brain.
And if you lose, you better just admit it. I don't want none of this. Well, actually, I didn't lose malarkey that we got last time, all right? You either won and you got the votes or you didn't. All right?
Also, that's how this thing works. Also, we can avoid all of that if you just go out and vote.
Yeah.
I feel like the people that are upset are the ones that didn't vote and hoped that other people would step up for them. And then they, you know, the only way around that was that someone cheated.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I'm excited to vote. But also, if you don't elect John and I, if you don't write us in, actually, do not write me in on the ballot. That was a joke. Actually, use your vote for something that matters. But
no, vote with your money.
Yeah. If you don't write us in, yeah. Just vote us with your dollar. Genius2024.com. I was so happy we got that domain too.
It's incredible.
That was fun. This is crazy.
I'm so
what
happy.
Other podcasts out there is, yeah, me too. What other podcasts out there is doing this, bro?
That's so good. Okay.
It's
well,
cool to see it because, like, we were working on this. Okay. Thank you guys. We love you.
We love you so much. We'll see you next week. We'll hear you next week. Whatever. Go out and get your merchandise or else. If you don't,
well, that's okay.
If you don't, I will do nothing.
Cool. yeah, guys, limited time. It'll be available for probably until next dish episode because I want to get orders out pretty quick. We have to wait to see what everybody wants. It has to get produced. A lot of moving parts, but yeah, gonna be shipped out. Available worldwide. You know, we'll get it to you. But
yeah,
obviously, shipping unfortunately is just expensive.
If this is one of those things where you're like, I'll think about it maybe in a couple weeks. This is a now or never situation.
Yeah. And this one
will
not be coming
back. You can't vote for us twice, only once.
Yeah. And also, I like, just so everybody knows, if you are international, And there we go. The song's finally over. If you are international and you're like, why is it $25 or whatever it costs to get you there? Like, that is what the shipping costs us normally. Like, it'll be a little, sometimes we go negative on shipping international. Sometimes we make like a dollar or two. It just depends on the country. But like, just know that we're not like making the shipping that expensive because it's fun. I would love for to be $4 international, but that is just like what it costs us to get that to you.
Amazon has really spoiled us because shipping isn't actually like that in real life.
Yeah, shipping actually costs money. So just, I want everybody to know that would love, and I hope to scale to a point one day where we can start offering free shipping in like at least the US. I want to get there, but we got to get the wheels moving. We don't have enough, not possible yet, but you know, if you guys keep supporting us, who knows what'll be possible.
That's why we say a vote for genius is a vote for change.
Amen.
We'll see you next week.